By the mid-1990s, the RTA had outgrown its Oxford Street traffic control centre and was looking for a new home. Jeff Amos recalls.
The RTA needed a new transport management centre. The centre it had was 1970s technology. It was limited in its space. It was in rented premises. Sydney had won the Olympics, and I foresaw that the RTA would play a fairly major role in managing traffic during the Olympics. I held a view that the existing centre in its current state wouldn't be capable of doing that task. The old centre was quite disjointed. Radio operators sat in sort of soundproof booths in one part of it. RTA operators sat at consoles in the main control room. The police seemed to take the pride of place within the centre, which I always thought was wrong. It was because I thought that was a waste of police resources. But I saw that there was still a need to have police in there as a liaison.
The person chosen to plan for the new traffic management centre, the TMC, was the RTA's Chris Ruault.
The Sydney Traffic Control Centre was a backroom operation. All they could do was basically record information about incidents, change the traffic signal timings, tell the radio traffic reporters that there was a problem. They didn't have any field response units. They didn't have an incident management system. They didn't have good incident response plans. They didn't have a very good CCTV system. And they didn't have a very good radio and telephone system. So the TMC upgraded all these systems. It broadened out the range of things that the control centre does. The old Sydney Traffic Control Centre was just one of the groups that managed Sydney's road network. There were other groups in other branches of the RTA, and what the TMC did was bring all those people together in the one organisational structure and put them all in the one building, so there was a unified management team for the road network. The old centre didn't have any form of field response either, so if there was an incident, all they could do was phone the police and say, you know, go and have a look at it. But with the new TMC, they actually were field response crews, traffic emergency patrollers and traffic commanders, so if there was a major incident, we could send somebody there to help manage it.
Well, before the TMC, essentially, traffic was managed by the police.
How good were the police at managing the traffic?
In the main, it's not their core business at the end of the day. They're more concerned with the preservation of life and limb. They're more concerned about criminal activity and so forth. So it comes a low priority in their business and was an area that they were actually neglecting. It used to be an area taught at the Goulburn Academy, but over the years, that particular part of the curriculum was dropped. When I first took up my position at the TMC, we negotiated with the police service for about 12 months trying to introduce a memorandum of understanding, which essentially shared the workload. And we had several meetings with no progress at all, and absolute stalemate. The typical response from the police service was, it's not broken, why fix it? You know, things are going fine, we've been doing this for many years now, you know. Why do you want to get involved? Then one day while I was on leave, fortunately, a B-double beer truck travelling from Brisbane to Sydney overturned on the F3 freeway near Mount White, completely closing southbound lanes. It was at the height of school holidays and we had 20-kilometre queues southbound, we had similar queues northbound, and the incident ended up lasting 12 hours.
It was a really hot day. A lot of people got quite distressed because of the heat. A lot of cars' engines failed, they stalled, people didn't have water, so they were feeling quite stressed. And the police who were in charge of the incident took quite a long time to get the traffic going again. It was quite fortunate for the TMC because a very senior politician in New South Wales got caught in that traffic jam. And as a result of that, the RTA were able to sign a new memorandum of understanding with the police about the management of incidents. And I think since then, incident management has been much better.
Can you divulge the name of the senior politician?
It was the Premier.